Nishama Lechem Sweet is friend, Shir Shavi is special schus. Rabbi Marani Marasi Shayichli Nishmas, Mala Sester Basrib Shmuel. And we're going to be learning Yanin Rosh Hashanah based on the wonderful Sefer Bor Panecha. We're saying, our davening Hayom Haras Olam. Today the world was conceived. Rehan Tishrei, the world was created. So what's this lashon of Hirayon, of conception? We also have to understand what it says, Zayom Tchilas Ma'asecha. Which is referring to the creation of man on the sixth day of Maisa Bereshis, like we see in Midrashi Chazal, called Tchilas Ma'asecha, because man is the Iker, as if nothing was created before him. We have to understand why is today called the beginning of Hashem's Maisim, when afterwards nothing was created. After the sixth day, nothing was created. So what Shadzayom Tchilas Ma'asecha, like it's the beginning, what came afterwards? Now we can explain based on what it says in the Zohar Kodesh Parshas Amor, Zohar Kesev Ois Ki Yevoled Tochazei Barnosh Tisilid Lo Ismina Alei Chela De La'ila Ad Izgazel Kevin Dizgazer Isalei Asarissa Derucha De La'ila Zachi Liz Aska Be'araisa Isar Alei Sarasa Yasil Zachi Viznesim Zachi Boli Benin Va'olif Lanochei De Malki Kadisha Hagadeinu Adam Shlim Shlim Bekoil Avol Behemot Tisilidis Vishay Tisilidis O Chela This baby sofa isle be shy to the see this is when our love we can cut six shores of your kesef shore kesef ways ki avale egal at flow so we get your ismail the shore kesef or aids I know the isle the sofa isle be shy to the isle it so it says here in the Zohar HaKadosh that when a man is born, first he has to have a bris milah, and then he has a spirit from above. Then he learns Torah, he gets more of a spirit, then he gets married, he has children, follow the holy path. And that's an Adam Shalom. But a behema, what you see is what you get. Therefore it says, Shero Kesev Eiz Ki Yevoleit. Doesn't say an egel or a tlas, soyer. In other words, animals don't get any bigger, they don't improve, they don't grow. Shor ben yom kori shor, like Chazal say. It's already an axe on the first day. So the Nasa Adam isn't finished Mineube. It's a continuous process through which a person is a Shittif LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Nasa Adam B'Loshon Rabim. Nasa is us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. And therefore, Zeh Yom Yom Briyas Adam is Tchilas Ma'asecha. Because the Ma'ase of Nasa Adam is a Ma'ase Nimshach. It continues. Because Adam ben Yoimo Eino Kalvoy Adam has to grow. Hayom Horas Olam. It's just the conception. Because he's not a person yet. Until he has his bris milah and he learns Torah and he gets married and he has children. And this is the Herayo not only of him when man is born, but of the whole world. The more man creates himself and fulfills his task, the more the world is brought to its tachlis. And to inculcate himself with the recognition that hu levado b'kochel achrias kol ha'olam. V'befrat b'eis hazos, eis tzari li'ayinkav, not a simple time for Am Yisrael. V'rikshu goyim lum yegol rik, yisyatzu malch eretz v'rozim nostu yachad. If I can take some psukim out of the Tehillim. So many of them want to wipe us out. So we can't be misyayish. We know that with our own kochos, we can be machriya each individual. The entire world, the kaf schus, it says yachad sheshav, Malchim Ro L'Kol Olam Kulo. That's the day of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Haratz Olam. It's just the beginning. It's the Tchilas Maasecha of Avaita. We have to do more, we have to create more. Moving along, it says in the Pasuk, Tikku B'Chodesh Shofar V'Kesel Yom Chageinu Yichok L'Yisrael V'Mishpat L'Elokei Yaakov. Blow on the Chodesh Shofar, and the hiddenness of the day of our holiday, because it's a law for Israel and a judgment for the God of Jacob. Rashi ki choku liyisoa meisa kodesh baruch hu liskoi bosya and techoik. And kodesh baruch hu, the Jewish people should blow on that day. And it's a yoyim mishpat la kodesh baruch hu, the day of judgment for Hashem. So we see a special hadgosha. She mitzvah sayom shal yoyim mishpat la kodesh baruch hu vol nitna begeder. Eidus hu mishpatim ala vachoik. This yoyim mishpat is a choik. Chok li Yisrael vetkoa vato yom. Why is it called a chok? The yisod of this day is that it's a day of judgment. It's like the Ran says in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, that it's Yom Bria Sa'adam. V'hi ikar maila sa'adam v'yichuda hu daito v'tfunaso. What makes man special is his das, his understanding. And just doing without thinking, without understanding is shayach to Baalei Chaim. So the mitzvah hayom of this day should be together edus u'mishpatim, something statutes, judgments we can understand. Why is it called a chok? Man is seichel. Chok is against the seichel. Rashi, dibar maschu b'kese yom ma'id kavua l'kach, b'chein li'yom ha'kise yavu beiso l'moid ha'kavua. Rashi translates the word kese as a set holiday, and he brings a pasuk in Mishlei. But in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches Amud Aleph, it's explained in Lashon Kisui. Eizu Chag Shechodesh Meskasa Boy, Aviyom Rizal Rosh Hashanah. What's the Chag that the moon is hidden? Is Rosh Hashanah. So it would appear that the Mitzvah Hayom is B'derech Choik B'dafka. Is shaykh to the fact that this is a time of hiddenness. So what's the shaykhs between the choik? Tiku b'shoik b'choy de shofar b'kes le'am chageinu. Why? Why? Ki choik li'yisrael. Because it's a chok. So the kes of the hiddenness relates to the chok. Pana al tfilas ha'arar ve'lo bazas tfilasam tikosiv zos l'dor achron v'amru nivro yehal el'kot. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Beis, Yud Ches. Rashi there says, Ha'arar HaTzo'ek. Turn to the tefillah, the one who cries out. And God is not going to despise their tefillas. Tikasev zois. Rashi says, Kach yom roi Yeshua tikasev vayeshua zos lesaparois l'dor achron. This should be related to the latter generation. Va'am nivro. That we were created as a new nation, a new creation. There's in the Medrash, Shechetov, Klabei Doros Amru, Shein Lam Loi Novi, Loi Koin, Loi Beis HaMikdash, Yechaper Aleim, El Oid Tfila Achaz, Shein Ishtayr Aleim, Shein Mispalim, Borosh Hashanah, V'yom HaKippurim, V'lo Tevaz, Loi Se Mehem, Hevei, V'loi Bozes, Tfilosim. This is said Klabei Doros, they have no Novi, no Koin, no Beis HaMikdash, they just have one Tfila that remains, Daven al Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And don't be mevazeh them. Lo bazeh es tfilasim. Because of this, the Dorachon, the Medrash continues, Vam Divrei Haloka, Rabbanan Amru Eilu Dorot Shein Kimesim B'Maseim. These are the generations that are like dead in their deeds, Uvanim Spalim Ufanecha Baruch Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, Yatabore Yoysim Bria Chadosh, and they come and daven before Yom Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you create them a new creation. So you see that the Chiddush of the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah is that it's a Tfilas Ha'arar, it's coming at a time where we're like in this desert, or barren. Ein lanu le navi, v'le kain, v'le bis hamikdash. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Mevazer HaTfilah. And the Shofar is Shaykh to the Tfilah of Rosh Hashanah. As the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that it's bent because Kami the Kai finished Daiti Tfei Odif. Hashi says your Das has to be Kafuf. Your Panav has to be Kushim Ba'aretz. You have to lower yourself. And therefore in Rosh Hashanah you have to be Mazkir HaKedas Yitzchak. We require kfufim, bent over. By the shofar, we say, kevin to the zikaron ukevifnim dami. Since it's the zikaron, it's like being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So even though we have no navi, no koyin, no beis hamikdash, nevertheless, v'lei bozos tfilasim, and we daven bikfifus, and we blow the shofar, a bent shofar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not being mevazeh such a tfilah. And Das Lenovim Nokel, it's Pashat that the Pnim of the Beis HaMikdash is connected to the Pnim of a person. Oil Shikain Ba'adam, it says in Tehillim 78:60. Even after Ve'itash Mishkan Shilo, even after God left Mishkan Shilo, there's still an oil in a person. So the Kibifnim Dami is also within the person. The oil of the Mishkan in the person. Because even in Doris that are kemesim b'maaseim, shenachem nedarei chiyut uvishay nefesh hamachshava dibur maase pkumim, b'chol zot yesh lanu afshirut letchadesh leot nivrin b'riya chadasha mikoch hapnim, shebepnimiyus shelanu we can renew ourselves. Even though we're so far away, and Rosh Hashanah sifrei mesim sifrei chayim psuchim lufanav, even those are mesim b'maaseim. Psuchim lefanav, even such people can be opened up. Kami yavrun v'kami yibareyan. Some people just yavrun, they just pass by these days. Other people are zechi yibareyan. They created a birya chadosha, am nivrei halelka. And that's the union of the bakese, chag she'achodesh miskaseboy. Shedafka mitoch rega header ve'elem, this moment of lacking, of hiding, comes the moilat, comes the ischachus. Therefore, chok li Yisraelu. And therefore, it's a chok. The shofar comes from lefnayu lefnim, like the Gemara says, comes from this internal place, ki lefnim dami, from the mahus shel lefnayu lefnim. It's even deeper than one's Havana, one's Hasaga. That's the Chok of Rosh Hashanah. It comes from a place so deep in the subconscious we are not even aware of it. The Mishnah, the beginning of the fifth parak of Yuma, Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it says, Savaris HaKateris HaGabi Gicholim, V'nismale Kol HaBayis Kulo Yoshem, Yatzu Baloi Baderich Beis Kinesasim, Nispal Tfilah Katzara Beis Hachitza, and Bifnim, Hina Filu Tfilah Katzara, he just goes into the, takes the Katoris, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is filled with Oshan. Then he comes out, and then he, in the Bayis HaChitza, and he davens a tefillah. But when he's lefnayu lefnim, he doesn't even daven a tefillah ketzara. Because this deeper kesher we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is beyond words. And so too, the tefillah HaShofar, Shev Kibifnim Dami, is without words. Regat Kiyot, Anu Chovim Et HaKesher HaMa'oti, Chinat Chop Israel, beyond human comprehension. That's at the time of the Tkiyas. Hachikika Pnimit Vamautit Shemeiru Lamilim. Ze Hayom Tchilat Maaseh HaZikaron Leyom Rishon. Hichok LiYisrael U'Mishpat LeElokei Yaakov. When you get to that deepest point, that Nekudas HaTchola, the starting point, all you have is a chok. It's beyond that comprehension. To the extent that we recognize Shanachnu Meitim B'Maaseinu, like we saw before, Panal Tfilas Ha'arar, we have no Beis HaMikdash, no Navi, no Kohen. All we have is the Tfila of the Dairis, like Rashi says, Shein Meit K'Meisim B'Maaseinu, but we daven on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We appreciate that we're Meisim B'Maaseinu, Ad Kama She'Nashil Me'Aleinu with Hargashat HaYishut V'Anochiyut. We have to remove from ourselves this feeling of selfishness, of importance, self-importance. And we'll be zeicha to loy baza v'loy shikets enus ani u'b'shavu elav shama. God won't despise us when we call out to Him and listen. Hashem lo gavali bi v'lo ramu einai v'lo elachti b'gdalot v'nflot mimeni. Im lo shiviti v'domamti ki gamul alei imo ki gamul alei nafshi, like it says in Tehillim. Not to think we're so chashuv, to be humble, and to know that we're completely dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rosh Hashanah, we go back to the matzav of Kegamul Aleimo. Sham ein diburim, shivisi v'doimamti, the pasuk says. I was silent. Ein milim, shofar, kibifnim dami, ein milim, no words. And through that, like it says there in the pasuk, Yachel Yisrael al Hashem mi'ata v'ad olam, we wait to Hashem from now until forever. V'nitchadesh kibiryah chadasha, v'nikatev v'nichatem l'chaim tovim, u'lishalom. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.